Miho, written by John McCarney. As a second American Civil War rages, an American father risks his life to get his son across the border to the safety of Mexico. The United States' second Civil War was inevitable. The country finally snapped in two, and gang-like alliances battle for control. With U.S. government in chaos, China partners with Mexico to get a foothold in the Americas and take advantage of the prolific Mexican labor force. It is a nightmare at the United States and Mexican border. A towering wall stretches as far as the eye can see. A large guard turret sits in the corner and overlooks a river. A light shines up on the Chinese flag atop a tall pole with the Mexican flag and the state of Chihuahua flag. Frank Bogart, 30, skinny with a long blonde beard and skin that appears it's never been in the sun, runs close to the ground. His son, Jimmy Bogart, 8, dark skin and sandy blonde hair, struggles to keep up with him. They wear thermal blankets, hold painted cardboard shields. They slip into a ditch and pull the cardboard over them. On top of the wall, a Mexican soldier, chain-smoking, proud-looking, Sergeant Carlos Aguilar, 38, checks a monitor on the guard turret. Carlos gazes out over the American Southwest. He flicks a cigarette butt over the wall. He pulls out another cigarette. A dog-eared picture of himself, a woman, and children of different ages falls to the ground. He smiles at the picture, puts it back in his pocket. A Chinese military officer makes his way down the wall towards the turret. Carlos gazes over at the oncoming officer and sighs. He puts away the unlit cigarette. He's frustrated.
"Now what does this pinche dude want?"
The Chinese officer, Lan Wang, 40, bounces up some stairs. He waits for Carlos to salute. Carlos looks away, bored. Wang's demeanor makes him appear as though he was sewn into his uniform at birth. Rigid and mechanical, he enters the turret. He picks up a set of night vision binoculars and surveys the horizon. A calendar on the wall shows Mayo 2023. In very labored Spanglish, he butchers both languages. Wang stares at Carlos, confused.
"No mas. Asilco. More come."
"Do you mean asilo?"
Wang stares at Carlos, confused.
"You mean no more asylum? The word is asilo."
Wang surveys again with the night vision binoculars.
"Captain Wang, let's speak English. Your Spanish sucks."
Wang points to a large light. Carlos sighs, uninterested, hits a switch, and a beam lights up the desert. The beam ripples across a desert floor and illuminates parched earth. Discarded debris and empty water jugs interrupt the natural terrain here and there. The two earth-tone painted cardboard panels lay flat side by side as the light crawls over them. The thermal blankets hides their heat signature. Inside the gun turret on the wall, Wang grabs the light and stops it on the two painted cardboard pieces. He stares at a monitor. The heat signature of a small creature runs by. Wang focuses on the cardboard. Nothing. No heat signature. He moves the light on. He backs away and turns to leave. He squeals in Spanish.
"Mirahi! Wang! You sound like a cat arguing with a chihuahua! English, please!"
Wang stares at him, upset. He points to the captain's bars.
"Show respect. Only if you quit butchering my language, cabron. You should act more grateful."
"For what?"
"Help we bring." "What help you bring?"
Angry, Wang gets up in Carlos' face.
"Keep the Americans out."
Carlos nonchalantly gives palms up to Wang.
"Your idea, not ours. This is just a trabajo to feed my family."
Carlos gazes down at the length of the wall, pensive.
"They built this thing to keep us out? Now we use it not to let them in. Where does all this end?"
"It's over 3,000 kilometers.
Not physically end. Aye. Just forget it.
Keep acting like this, and you won't keep your trabajo as a soldier much longer."
Wang looks down at an old American magazine next to the beam.
"How do you speak English so well?"
"In-N-Out Burger. Before the wall, I talked to the gringos in line."
Carlos gazes over the wall, points to nowhere in particular.
"Those pinche lines were so long. I was fluent within three visits."
Wang seems confused.
In and out?
Yeah, not there anymore. They made one mean burger.
Mean?
Not mean like you're mean. Mean like sabroso, tasty.
Wang smiles, confused. He tries to improve the mood.
You are, how you say, our compadre. We are good for each other. Keeping the Americans out makes your country stronger.
Yeah, because us Mexicans can work our butts off and make your lousy products better than you can. And we have two oceans to ship from. Get your pinche products to market faster, compadre.
Wang frowns, gets up close to Carlos. He points to the American side and smiles.
You can be replaced.
Carlos giggles, then laughs. He points to the American side.
Just as they can replace you someday. If they ever come to their senses and stop fighting with each other.
Wang, frustrated, proceeds to leave and go down the stairs. He turns around and gazes back up at the turret. He waits for Carlos to salute first, as he is lesser in rank. Carlos gathers himself. He starts to raise his arm to salute. Disinterested, decides not to. He mumbles under his breath, looks away.
Why should I respect him if he's not going to respect us?
Carlos grabs a cigarette and puts it unlit between his lips. He is distracted by the cardboard on the desert floor. The two pieces of painted cardboard move a little. Carlos stares out at the desert, then looks away. One of the pieces of the cardboard shifts over and Frank and Jimmy slowly roll over. Frank peeks out as the beam continues to roll over the desert. Frank gently strokes Jimmy's face. Jimmy's eyes are swollen and bruised, his head bandaged.
Dad, I'm scared.
Frank takes a deep breath. His eyes show his desperation.
Me too, son. Me too.
Frank gestures to Jimmy and they both get up. They hold the painted cardboard up and make their way towards the wall. Frank gazes in the distance at the turbulent river that straddles the border. He tears up as he looks back at Jimmy. Frank stares off with moist eyes as he remembers a painful memory. Chaos is a gang of white supremacists drove a little utility vehicle with a Nazi flag onto Frank's front yard. Several large Caucasian males charge Frank's house. A swastika tatted up supremacist yells out,
"Cleansing time!"
Frank makes a stand at his front door with his petite Mexican-American wife, Maria, 28, and Jimmy behind him. They throw Frank aside like a rag doll and his head smashed against the wall as he falls unconscious. When he wakes, his wife lies dead on the floor with her clothes removed and Jimmy beaten, barely alive. Frank snaps back into present time. He eyes Jimmy. Frank holds Jimmy tight.
"You okay, Dad?"
Frank tearfully nods his head, grabs Jimmy, moves forward. Up on the wall, Carlos comes out of the guard turret and lights a cigarette. He blows the smoke into the air. He surveys the American terrain and hears pockets of gunfire. On the horizon, a sprinkle of lights come on and off quickly. Carlos gazes down on the Mexican side of the wall. Modest but clean housing scattered in the distance. He's startled by a command from Wang down below.
Back inside!
Wang stands with some of the other Chinese officers next to a large fenced internment area. Several Americans are caged with vacant looks on their faces. Mothers hold their babies, who wail. Carlos glares at Wang. He softly flicks a cigarette down into the yard and slowly backs inside. Wang walks away from the cage and stares at two young children who look up at him. They seem numb, zombie-like. He picks up his pace. He comes to a door in the wall. Something causes him to turn around. He takes one last look at the children who just stare. Wang goes inside a small office below the guard turret. A picture of Mao, Xi Jinping, and a Chinese flag on the wall. He sits at a poorly constructed desk and pulls out a framed picture of his wife and two children. He focuses on the two children. He smiles to himself, but then gets sad. He slides the picture back into the desk drawer. Wang looks back out the door at the two children, who still stare at him. He gets up and watches them. One of them smiles at him. Wang turns his head slightly, confused. He slowly closes the door, retires for the night. In the morning, roosters crow. Early morning light creeps over the horizon. Frank and Jimmy make their way closer to the river. Frank gazes up at the flags. He stares off towards the river. He huddles close to Jimmy and strokes his hair.
Do you really think they will let us stay?
Frank empathetically stuffs a degree from MIT into a plastic baggie. It says mechanical engineering.
They have all the workers they need, but they don't have enough engineers.
He waves the degree like it's a badge of courage or a trophy. He pontificates more to convince himself than Jimmy.
Once I show them this, my degree in engineering, they'll let us in. I'm sure of it. It's our golden ticket.
He stuffs the degree back in a plastic bag and stuffs it in his shirt like it's treasure. Frank gazes into his mixed-race son's eyes. Jimmy tears up.
I miss Mom.
Frank loses his bravado as Jimmy speaks. Nervous, Frank breathes as if he's going to lift a gigantic barbell. He awkwardly ties back his hair with a bandana. He clumsily adjusts a sports strap on his thick, scholarly glasses. He unsuccessfully tries to put on a strong front.
Me too, mijo.
Jimmy smiles, puzzled at the use of the affectionate term.
Mijo? Mom only calls me that. Dad? What does it mean?
What does what mean?
Mijo.
Frank puts on the most confident face he can, his moist eyes focused on Jimmy.
It's a term of affection. Your mom loved you so much. She's here, with us. Just a few more feet to go, mijo.
Jimmy nods. His moist eyes begin to flow. He bites his lip. They move close to the river, cardboard shields held in front of them. They remove the thermal blankets. Up on the gun turret on the top of the wall, Carlos uses regular binoculars and looks towards the river.
Gringos!
Wang rushes up. He grabs the binoculars from Carlos. He waves up two Chinese sharpshooters with rifles and scopes. They make their way down the wall towards the river. A red laser dot glows on Frank and Jimmy's chest.
Puto, you can't shoot them!
Wang doesn't say a word. Carlos becomes agitated. He paces.
He has a muchacho!
Carlos points to the fenced internment area.
Let them cross! You can stick them in your pinche cage!
Wang stares at Carlos and pushes him aside.
No! If we don't take them out, they'll just keep coming!
Frank and Jimmy make their way closer to the Rio Grande River. Frank sees the activity on the wall and panics. He abandons the cardboard. Frank's glasses fall off and he stumbles forward blind. Jimmy grabs his dad's glasses, leads him to the water's edge.
Dad, this way!
Jimmy and Frank leap into the water and swim as fast as they can. They appear in two separate scope circles with crosshairs. Wang raises and drops his arm and orders his sharpshooters.
Fire!
Carlos kicks the rifle that is aimed at Jimmy out of the sharpshooter's hands. A single shot rings out. As if in slow motion, the bullet twirls through the air and towards Frank. The bullet rips into Frank's chest as they are just feet away from the Mexican shore. Jimmy is untouched. They tumble together through the turbulent waters. Chinese and Mexican troops stand by the shoreline. Frank desperately pushes Jimmy towards the soldiers.
I beg you, my son, please.
A gaffing hook grabs Jimmy and they pull him ashore. Jimmy reaches back to his dad with both arms and screams. Frank grimaces, weakly waves to his son.
Love you, mijo.
Frank rolls over, dies, floats away. A soldier holds Jimmy for a thumbs up or down from Wang. Carlos stands up on the wall looking down at Jimmy. Enraged, he throws a rifle he kicked over the wall. Wang, angry, dismisses the sharpshooters, ignores Carlos. Carlos gets nose to nose with Wang.
Do you have a son? A child?
Wang brushes Carlos away and moves forward. Carlos grabs him and spins him around.
Do you have children?
Wang, livid, pulls his sidearm and points it at Carlos. Wang peeks at Jimmy out of the corner of his eye. He takes a look back at Carlos and then Jimmy again. Carlos is still. Carlos grabs the barrel of the pistol.
Hey, what crime has this child committed? To be born on the other side of a line or some pinche map?
Wang's eyes linger on Jimmy for a long time. He sighs. He jerks the barrel out of Carlos's hand. He pauses. Wang holsters his sidearm. Jimmy fights and is dragged into the cage and tossed inside. No one comes to comfort him. He sobs as he looks down. Carlos pulls out a pack of cigarettes that are stuck to the picture of his wife and children. He focuses on his son. He lights a cigarette, blows smoke straight up. He is mesmerized as he stares at his son. He glares down at Jimmy. His eyes well up. Carlos angrily flicks a cigarette at Wang and walks away. He makes his way down some stairs to the fenced area. He pushes past a guard and opens up the gate and goes inside to Jimmy, who continues to sob. He picks him up. Jimmy holds on to him with all of his might.
Don't cry. Please, don't cry.
Carlos stares back up at Wang with tears in his eyes. Wang's rigid demeanor softens as he watches Carlos sob. He lowers his head and sighs. Carlos comforts Jimmy as Wang's eyes slowly raise back up. Wang and Carlos inquisitively search each other's eyes. Wang, with moist eyes, meekly turns away. Carlos stares into Jimmy's eyes.
I'll take care of you, mijo.